Our Werewolf. 18. In the morning, we searched for our werewolf, but it was in vain. He was nowhere to be found. We looked in the streams, in caves, and up in the evil trees. We looked in the malls, the food court, in the gymnasium where he played dodgeball with the teachers. Eventually, we gave up and sat on the hill and waited. The world was nothing, and we soon, like our werewolf, became lonesome too. 17. We liked to watch him walk back into his dark woods. He was alone. The princess most likely took off her costume and became something else. A snack? His fur glowed in the moonlight, a lighter shade of brown, almost red. His tears were blue. All this guy ever does is cry or eat, someone said. Cry, eat, eat, cry. 16. Before dawn, we took our werewolf back to his evil forest. He talked incessantly on the ride home. It can be difficult to pay attention to someone who talks that much. His words streamed together incomprehensibly. Tractors, bacon, suitcases, Velcro, ponds, claws, jelly, worms, blood. If blood could talk, he said. And then he went silent, staring up at the moon. 15. We fell asleep before the movie came to an end. No one dreamed. There was nothing to dream about. When we awoke and stood, the princess and our werewolf were being followed by 7 very small men. Dwarves? They must have mistaken her for someone else. 14. The movie was an old kung fu flick. The fight scenes were drawn out, violent, and sad. One guy's eyes popped out after his nemesis stepped on his neck. At about the midway point, a werewolf started laughing. What's so funny? We asked. They look so delicious, he said. A line of drool hung off his chin. How many of those guys could you eat at once? Asked the princess. Our werewolf grinned wide, showing his vampire teeth. She rubbed his back, and then he laid down to get his tummy tickled. Don't forget behind the ears, he said. 13. We gather in front of the outdoor movie theater. Everyone sat cross-legged and passed around a big bag of popcorn and a pack of cigarettes. The popcorn was more than half full, no matter how many handfuls we took. Take a handful, pass it to your neighbor. Take a cigarette, pass it to your neighbor. There was more than enough. I think I smoked half a